Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we are praying through Philippians chapter 1, verse 19 in the New Living Translation. And it says this, "For I know that as you pray for me and the Spirit of Jesus Christ helps me, this will lead to my deliverance." Mind if I pray for you? Father, thank you for this verse about prayer. Paul talks about he knows that other people are praying for him. What a beautiful thing that other people are praying for those who are in prison. And I pray that you would hearken us to pray for those who are in prison. Empower us to pray for those who are in difficult places. Lord, I pray that we would be like Brother Lawrence today, that we would go throughout practicing the presence of God throughout our day. As we do dishes, as we take walks, as we sit at the computer, as we get on the phone, as we get outside and work hard, that we would do it all for your glory, that we would do it all in a spirit of prayer, that we would have that continual conversation with you, because it is true that your nearness is our good. The nearer we are to you, the better we are, because we're experiencing your presence. And prayer is not just words that we say, it's relationship. Every time we pray, we are building into the relationship that we have for you. Every time we're quiet and we listen for that still small voice, we're building into a relationship with you, just as a married couple speaks to one another and listens to one another. Every conversation is part of the fabric of that relationship, and prayer is the fabric of our relationship with you. So help us not to neglect prayer today, but to go throughout the day and pray and pray and pray. And it may not even sound formal. I think some of us have been raised in more formal environments where we think that prayer has to sound high and lofty, when really it's just a conversation. It's just relationship. It's just us enjoying you, asking for your help, giving you praise, interceding on behalf of other people. So, Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for the privilege of prayer. It's such a privilege. What a blessing that we get to pray every day, every moment. In the middle of the night when I wake up 4,000 times, I can pray. Lord, I do now as I think about it. I pray for those with insomnia because, oh my goodness, it is my cross to bear. And for those other blessed souls out there who have that cross to bear, I pray for sleep tonight. I pray for rest. But I also pray that when we are woken up in the middle of the night, that we would use that opportunity not to despair and get frustrated, but to think about, well, maybe there's someone who needs prayer. Maybe someone on the other side of the world. So help us to see that, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that you helped Paul. He said, "The Spirit of Jesus Christ helps me." And I pray for someone today who needs help. Maybe they're broken. Maybe they can't see their way through today. Maybe they're despairing. Maybe they're weary and overburdened. Maybe they're afraid. Lord, I pray that the Spirit of Jesus Christ would help them, that they are not alone. They don't have to face this alone. And Lord, I specifically pray right now for someone who's thinking of taking their life. Stay their hand, Jesus. Help them to see that there is so much more to live for, and that you have a divine and beautiful purpose for their life. And no one else in this world can take their place. They have a specific role to play in your kingdom. Lord, lift the despair right now in Jesus' name. Lift it lift that heavy burden. May it fall off and roll off their shoulders right now, so that they see that life is actually worth living and they are worth being loved, and you love them. Help them to saturate themselves in your love, even though they might be saying, "God doesn't love me, he can't love me, he doesn't love me, I have proof that he doesn't love me, my life has turned out this way, so he doesn't love me." None of that is true. The God in heaven loves you, and he has created you for a purpose. Do not take your life. I pray that right now sincerely, Lord. And Lord, Paul prayed about deliverance. And I pray for deliverance for those listening today, those who have been enslaved to a way of thinking that means where they think they're nothing. That is a terrible way to live, and I've lived in it before, and that's why I can pray so honestly and boldly about it. It's simply not true. The lies of the enemy seem louder, but they're not true. So please deliver my friend who is hearing negative things about themselves in their head all day long. This is just not your voice. Deliver them today. I pray all this in Jesus' delivering, powerful, amazing name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. When life truly does overwhelm you, you can unburden yourself through prayer, because God is listening to you right now. He hears you. He sees you. Do not give in to despair. Your life is worth living, and you are worth loving. And amen to that.